grocery store, the supermarket. Uh-huh. Little girls still break their hearts. Uh-huh. And men still keep on marching off to war. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La di da di dee, la di da di da.
Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. Cars keep a going faster all the time.
Bum still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime?
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La di da di dee, la di da di da,
and the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on. On
the beat goes on.
Well, if this music's making your windows fog up, we'll give you a break to wipe them down. Back with more cruising music on Cruising WGCM right after this.
Munn Enterprises is looking to hire signed service install technicians for its Biloxi branch. All applicants must have a Class A CDL license and a clean driving record. Also must provide technical repair and service work on the job site and perform other duties as assigned. Munn Enterprises is a fast-paced work environment where honesty and integrity is a must. Self-motivation and good communication skills are highly preferred. Munn offers competitive pay, insurance, vacation, and holiday pay. Call Munn Enterprises at 228-910-7446 or apply online at munsigns.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare plan? Does your Medicare agent return your phone call? Do they handle your claim issues, your billing issues? Meaning, does your Medicare agent provide customer service? At the Gary Smith Agency, customer service is not just a goal, it's a way of life. It's why we put the care in Medicare. For a free comparison, call my office, 228-762-3334. The Gary Smith Agency, GarySmithAgency.net.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, a 30% chance of scattered showers this evening. The overnight low 77 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow 50-50 on the rain chances. Look for a high around 90 tomorrow and again on Thursday.
Cruisin' 24/7. That's why we're here. You found it. Cruisin' WGCM.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connect the Sausage, Hafford EMS, Bessard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican East, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
We welcome you inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Getting down to the stretch run, 18 games to go for the Shuckers after tonight. Exactly 3 weeks to go in the regular season, and the Shuckers closing in on getting to the playoff for the first time since 2019. Javik Blake alongside you as we get set for first pitch. Biloxi Shuckers, 58-59 on the year, 28-22 in the second half against the Montgomery Biscuits, who enter today at 69-51 on the season, 29-22 in the second half. The Biscuits have already wrapped up a playoff spot by winning the first half title in the South Division. Shuckers, meanwhile, enter today 2.5 games up for the final playoff spot in the South Division. The Biscuits do not matter in the second half standings. To get to the playoffs, the Shuckers just need to finish better than Mississippi, better than Pensacola. Shuckers enter today 19 games to go, one game more than Mississippi and Pensacola. Shuckers 2.5 up on the M-Braves and 4 games up on Pensacola. Shuckers got a big-time bounce-back win on Sunday after a heartbreaking walk-off loss on Saturday night against Birmingham. Shuckers got a 5-1 winner on Sunday, including 6 1/3 shutout innings from this Shuckers bullpen. Nick Merkel, Caleb Bowman, Will Childers, Blake Holub, and Justin Yeager combined for the 6 1/3 shutout innings out of the bullpen. And starter Nate Peterson, 2 2/3 innings, did not give up an earned run, one unearned run, and he tied his season high with 6 strikeouts. Shuckers on the offensive side of things also got things cranked up on Sunday. They scored 5 runs or more for the 49th time on the season. The Shuckers now 49 on the year when they score 5 or more. Connor Scott, Lamar Sparks, both with multi-hit performances. Sparks a 3 RBI performance as well. And the Shuckers also got a home run from Xavier Warren, a solo shot that cleared the wall in right and one-hopped the batting cages beyond the right field wall at Regions Field. Speaking of Xavier, he joins us next for today's pregame interview. We talked to him a bit about that home run, and we talked to him a bit about why in the world everybody on this Shuckers team is walking out to the field today rocking a mustache as their facial hair. We'll get into it next. First pitch, 6:35 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series opener, Shuckers and the Biscuits, as it's starting to hit the stretch run. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by one of many Shuckers with brand new facial hair, Xavier Warren. Z, appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
What is the story behind all the teams showing up to the clubhouse today with the mustaches?
Yeah, so I think Sunday we talked about it and just decided that, you know, it'd be fun. Just everyone do mustaches from now until, like, for the playoff run.
Was any one person behind her, or was it a collective group thing of like, hey, we got to get this going for the stretch run?
I think it was more collective. You know, a couple guys already had mustaches too, so I just kind of caught on.
Who's got the best one in the clubhouse today?
I like Merkel's, just because it's so different than what he had. But it also looks good, so I like Merkel and Wiesner.
But yeah, because Merkel, the big thing was he had that big red beard. When he walked in the clubhouse today, was everyone like, wait a minute, did we get somebody new? Who's this guy?
Yeah, I for sure was. I said his face looked way smaller.
You on Sunday, though, hit a big-time home run, helped the Shuckers get that win. It was a successful road trip for you. A couple games with multiple hits, terrific defense over there at first base, too. How do you build off such a successful road trip coming into the final 19 games of the season?
Yeah, I think after a good week like that, just, you know, notice that, you know, it's a new week and you got to reset, but just try to remember the things that I was feeling last week that worked and bring them into this week.
What's been clicking for you at the plate? Because it has been a really, really good August for you.
I'd say, I don't know. I mean, at this point in the year, just kind of, you kind of find things that work, and then you kind of ride with them as long as you can. And, you know, just keeping everything simple, too.
One of the big things, too, is you guys are facing the same pitchers here late in the season for a fourth, fifth, sometimes even a sixth time, especially against Montgomery. It seems like you guys have played them every other week throughout this season. Does that make it easier up at the plate when you're facing a guy that many times in a season?
Yeah, I definitely say it helps just knowing their tendencies, how they're going to attack, and, you know, you already have a good idea of what all their pitches look like coming at you in the box, so it definitely helps.
You've also played a little bit of first base here in the second half. How much are you enjoying it over there, getting into the dirt, getting to field some ground balls?
Well, I love first, and I like third, too. You know, obviously with the roster we have, it was hard for me to get time on the infield. But, yeah, just being willing to play anywhere has always been my thing. But, yeah, I love first base, and I'm really comfortable over there.
One of the big things, because you were a catcher back in college, when you go and play the infield, you have to remember that you can field the ground ball and you don't go down to your knees and block it up and take it off the chest. Was that any sort of issue for you when you were learning to play first and third coming out of college?
No, not really. I mean, I had a lot of experience on the infield, high school and in college, too. So I would say I was an infielder before a catcher, and then I tried the catching and kind of went back to infield and now also outfield. So, versatility has always been like a big part of my game, and I'd like to keep it that way. So it's been fun, though, playing everywhere.
Do you like the infield or the outfield better? Because both of them are pretty different.
I definitely like the infield better. Outfield, especially left field here, is tough with the sun. And I think I just don't have as much experience out there, so I'm just not as comfortable.
What's it been like getting that experience out there in the outfield? And like you said, battling that sun, you have to invest in a couple different pairs of sunglasses out there?
Yeah, the thing is, like, the sunglasses don't really even help that much because the sun sets right over the roof of the stadium, so it's hard. But, yeah, it's an adjustment, and you get more comfortable out there the more you play, so.
Not only are you moving around in the field a little bit, but you're also a switch hitter, something you've done for throughout your career. What's it like training for both sides of the plate? Because not only do you have to be a good professional hitter as a lefty, but also as a righty, which is almost double the work.
Yeah, it's hard. I think last year I struggled a lot right-handed, and then this year it's been better. And then especially recently, I've felt way more comfortable just hitting the ball hard right-handed. The only tough thing is you don't get as many righty ABs, and I can go like 2-3 weeks without hitting right-handed in the game. So it all just depends on like how many lefties the other team has and stuff like that.
Is it something that throughout the season, if you're working on some mechanics from your left-handed swing, you're also doing some mechanics on the right-handed side? Is it almost two different swings sort of thing, or do you try to keep it similar from both sides?
Yeah, it's two different swings. I mean, you'd like to keep it similar, and sometimes I do have to work on the same thing on both sides. But yeah, it's two different swings, and it people always ask me, like, what side are you better at? And I always tell them, like, it just fluctuates. Like, one week I'll be better left, and one week I'll be better right. Even day to day, sometimes how you feel. So it's always changing.
How much do you enjoy being able to switch it? Because that is quite a big asset here.
I love it because just not having to face the sliders coming at you is huge for me. And yeah, I mean, just as far as like the breaking stuff goes, facing it left on left or right on right is obviously like a big struggle, especially like how good the pitchers are these days. So it's huge.
Maction starts up this week, and your Central Michigan Chippewas start their season. How excited are you to get some action back in your life and watch your alma mater go at it?
Yeah, no, I always love watching Central football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is. I follow still, so fire up Chips.
You're going to be wearing some Chips gear in the ballpark on Saturday?
Yeah, I might have to put on some maroon and gold.
See, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yep, no problem.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shecker's Biscuits coming up next.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Keesler Federal Park. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today at 850 Howard Avenue in Biloxi or online at groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers Biscuits opening the second-to-last homestand of the year for the Biloxi Shuckers. Just 19 games to go in the regular season. 12 of the 19 will be played here in Biloxi, and the Shuckers looking to open up this series against the Biscuits with a win. It would be their 29th of the second half. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Biscuits. It's been a guy who's been terrific this year, and the righty Sean Hunley, 5-3 with a 1.97 ERA. Today is his 27th appearance and 8th start of the season. He's gone 59 in the third innings, 11 walks, 41 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .206 against him. As a starter, 7 starts, 25 in a third innings, and a 1.42 earned run average. Shuckers send a lefty Adam Seminars to the hill, 1-4 with a 5.34 ERA. Today is his 21st appearance and 6th start of the season. He's gone 59 innings, 16 walks, 64 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .294 against him. Time to take a look at the starting lineups. They are built by Renova Roofing, and the Biscuits is signed by manager Kevin Bowles. Center fielder Chandler Simpson is in the leadoff spot. LSU product Trey Morgan plays left and bats second. Shortstop is Carson Williams. He bats third. In the fourth spot, it's the first baseman in Xavier Isaac. Catcher Dominic Keegan bats fifth. In the sixth spot, it is the former Southern Miss Golden Eagle and the designated hitter Matthew Etzel. Braden Taylor plays second and bats in the seventh spot. In the eighth spot, it's the third baseman Tanner Murray and the right fielder Drew Baker bats ninth. For the Shuckers, it is a lineup that is signed by acting manager Fidel Pena, also built by Renova Roofing. Adam Hall is in the leadoff spot. He plays center. In the two spot, it is the catcher Darian Miller. Brock Wolkin bats third and plays third. Connor Scott is in right and bats in the cleanup spot. Into the five spot, it's the shortstop Eric Brown Jr. Behind him, it's the first baseman Ernesto Martinez Jr., then the designated hitter Lamar Sparks in the seventh spot. In the eighth spot, it is the switch hitter Xavier Warren, who plays left. And in the ninth spot, it is the second baseman in Ethan Murray. Couple of moves today for the Biloxi Shuckers. We'll get your transaction recap here. Ben Metzinger placed on the development list as of August 25th, and James Meeker joins the Shuckers from AAA Nashville after making four appearances earlier this year with the Shuckers. Went six in the third innings, did not allow a run. Shuckers have now added Harold Torino, James Meeker, and Blake Hollum to that bullpen. That has been terrific in 2024. Over the past couple of days, Shuckers looking to ride into this series with another series opening win and looking to do it against the Biscuits team. They won 14 of 24 against in 2024. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for First Pitch. Adam Seminaris toes the rubber for the Shuckers, and Sean Hundley gets the ball for Montgomery. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. First Pitch comes your way next to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam. Brock Wilkin. And it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over. Slides. Gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right, down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Thank you. Wednesday, and welcome to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, as the Biloxi Shuckers return home from a series split in Birmingham to take on the division-leading and already playoff-bound Montgomery Biscuits. Traffic play alongside you as the Shuckers enter today with a 58-59 overall record, 28-22 through 50 of 69 games in the second half. The Biscuits enter today 69-51 on the season, 29-22 in the second half. Shuckers send the lefty Adam Seminars to the hill, 1-4 with a 5.34 ERA on the season. Today's his 21st appearance and his 6th start of the season. He's gone 59 innings with 16 walks, 64 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .294 against him. He faces a Biscuits lineup that is loaded with prospect talent. The Biscuits as a whole have 9 of the top 30 and 4 of the top 5 prospects in the Rays system. Chandler Simpson leads it off. Trey Morgan bats second. Carson Williams bats third. And Xavier Isaac rounds out the top 4. Dominic Keegan bats fifth. Matthew Etzel bats behind him. And the lineup rounds out Braden Taylor, Tanner Murray, and Drew Baker. Lefty Seminars fires his final warm-up pitch to the catcher, Darian Miller. And we are set to go. It is a gorgeous night for baseball. 85 degrees and partly cloudy. Wind at the moment is at a standstill. And we're ready to go. Shuckers have 19 games to go in this season. Looking to start this series off with a win as they're looking to get to the playoffs for the first time since 2019. And we kick things off a series, Shuckers and Biscuits, on a gorgeous night. The lefty Seminars fires, and the lefty Chandler Simpson takes strike one. We're off and running. First pitch tonight at 6:37 p.m. Central Time. Again, your first pitch weather, 86 degrees and partly cloudy. Now a pitch. Chopped first base side. Martinez to his right, and it's by him and by Murray. And it's in a right for a single. Simpson reaches. That extends his hit streak to 5 in a row. And it brings up the lefty Trey Morgan. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first for the Shuckers. Ethan Murray is at second. Eric Brown Jr. is in short. Brock Wilkin is at third. Outfield from left to right, Xavier Warren, Adam Hall, and Connor Scott, with Darian Miller doing the catching. It's almost a guarantee that Chandler Simpson will be off with the pitch at first. Enters today with 57 stolen bases in 65 attempts. Seminara stares him down, now fires. Morgan takes strike one. It's a sinker at 89. Morgan today playing in his first game in Biloxi, not too far away from where he grew up. Seminars stares down Simpson, now fires. It's dribbled out in front of home plate. Seminars towards the first baseline, grabs it, fires to first in one motion. Beats out Morgan on what was essentially a swinging bunt. Moves Simpson to second. And it now brings up the righty, Carson Williams. One out and a runner on second. Just underway between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Brings up the righty, Williams. Williams has been the star in this order pretty much all year for the Biscuits. 254 hitter, team high 15 homers and 30 stolen bases. Comes up with the runner in scoring position. Seminars fires. It's a slider that just misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Seminars, 6 feet tall, 205 pounds, 25-year-old native of Chino Hills, California. Simpson dances off second. Seminars turns around, fires to second, but it's high. Murray hops off the bag to grab it, and Simpson's back. Lefty Seminars comes set. Simpson dances. Seminars steps towards second. Out throws to third. Simpson's off. He throws to Wilkin. And Simpson's tagged out. He's caught stealing for just the ninth time in Double A. And now two away. That's the tough part about going off second, is the pitcher can stick up his leg, wheel around, and throw towards second. But if you're off to third, all he has to do is wheel around, look at second, realize you're not there, and fire to third. That's what Seminaris did. Now two away, and the count still at 1-0 against Williams. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, a sinker at 91, and the count evens at 1-1. Seminaris delivers. Chop third base side and foul. And the count goes to 1-2. Shockers enter today after a win on Sunday, 5-1 over the Barons. They won three of the final four in that series to earn the split. Their only loss was a heartbreaker, a 3-2 final on Saturday night. The Barons won it when they stole home to walk it off. Bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Chop towards short. Wilkin to his left from third, grabs it in front of Brown, fires the first, and that ends the inning. No runs, won it, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through a half inning of play. Shockers and Biscuits are scoreless. Shockers head to work against Sean Huntley when we come back on the Shockers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We enter the bottom of the first inning as we welcome you back to Biloxi. Shuckers Biscuits are scoreless, and the righty Sean Hunley out to make his eighth start of the season. He split the season between the rotation and the bullpen, 5-3 with a 1.97 ERA. 26 appearances, 7 starts, 59 in the third innings with 11 walks, 41 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 206 against him. Adam Hall leads off for the Shuckers. In the two spot, it's Darian Miller. Batting third is Brock Wilkin, and Connor Scott bats fourth. Adam Hall digs in very back of the right-handed box, and the righty Hunley delivers. First pitch is a slider that misses away at 85. The count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Hall rolls it up the middle. Williams, the shortstop to his left, grabs it behind second, fires to first. It's not in time, and Hall beats it out for an infield single. Shockers get the leadoff man on, and here comes Darian Miller. For Hall, by the way, that extends his hit streak to 3 in a row. He's now reached base in 5 straight. And up comes the lefty Miller. 207 hitter this year, but a team-high 402 OBP. The righty Hunley delivers. It's a called strike one in the outside corner. Sinker at 90 miles an hour. Hall off first. Isaac, the first baseman, holds him on. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted out towards deep left center. Morgan and Simpson come together. Simpson, the center fielder, takes charge. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Trey Morgan is in left. Chandler Simpson's in center. Drew Baker commands right. First to third around the infield for the Biscuits. Xavier Isaac, Braden Taylor, Carson Williams, and Tanner Murray with Dominic Keegan behind the plate. Man on with one away. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Wilkin digs in from the right side. Hunley delivers. Wilkin takes away. It's a slider at 86. The count goes to 1-0. Hundley, 6'4", 220 pounds. Check over to first. Holes back in time. The 1-0 pitch is a called ball. A sinker at 89, and the count goes to 2-0. Everybody stopped for a moment. Keegan thought it was a strike. The count's at 2-0. Hundley deals. Hauls off the second. It's a slider that's driven out to deep right center. Simpson races back on it. At the warning track, he hauls it in and hauls halfway to third. He touches second, sprints back to first. The throw on two ops to Isaac. He tags Hall on the way back, and that ends the inning. Hall was off on the pitch. Simpson hauled it in. Baker went down, and it almost looked like it tipped off a mitt, but it is a double play, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the second, and we are scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
Powerful lefty Xavier Isaac takes in. We go to the top of the second inning. First pitch of the frame from Seminaris comes home. It's a slider that misses off the inside corner for ball one. Take it. All right. It's a scoreless game here in the second. Apologies for the little bit of technical difficulties. Lefty Seminaris delivers. And it's a called strike on the inside corner. A slow changeup at 79. And the count evens at 1-1. Isaac in double-A hitting .212, two homers, and 11 runs driven in. .321 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Isaac, the former first-round pick of the Rays back in 2022. The 1-2 pitch from Seminaris is ruled a ball. And we've got a tight strike zone here early from home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield. Counts even at 2-2. That's now been for both sides. Ball in the corner. Looks like a strike ruled away. And the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seminaris delivers. It is again ruled a ball. And again, Seminaris thought he had strike three. Sinker at 90 miles an hour to look to dot the lower part of the zone, but instead counts at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers have a shift on with the infield. Everybody moves towards first. Now the payoff pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Slider at 80 miles an hour. It's ball four. And Isaac reaches. Brings up the righty, Dominic Keegan. Hitting 274 this year, six homers, 51 driven in, and a 359 OBP. It's a scoreless game in the top of the second. The pitch, Keegan chops it, left side of the infield, Brown dives it short, it's by him, and it's in the left center for a base hit. Isaac touches second, heads to third. Hall throws it into second. And all of a sudden, runners in the corners and nobody out. Lefty Matthew Etzel. Keegan's at first, Isaac's at third. Nobody out in the top of the second inning. Biscuits looking to strike first. The Shackers bring the corners in. Lefty-lefty matchup. Seminars delivers. Etzel takes up and in. It gets by Miller, and everybody moves up. Isaac comes home. Keegan to second, and it's 1-0 on the wild pitch. That was a sinker that went up and in. Almost got Etzel on the helmet. And it leads to an early 1-0 lead for Montgomery. Ansel's hitting 242 this year between Double A Bowie in the Orioles organization and Double A Montgomery. Timeout called. And a pitch clock violation called on Seminars. And the count goes to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, nobody out. Ansel's at second, already 1-0 Montgomery. The lefty delivers. Check swing. Third base umpire says he does not go. Slider off the outside corner at 78, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Etzel at the very back of the left-handed box. 3-0 pitch. Called strike one at the knee is a sinker at 89, and the count goes to 3-1. Etzel played his college ball about an hour up the road from here. Went to the University of Southern Miss in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Longtime USM Golden Eagle. The 3-1 pitch. He swings and slices it foul. Left field side, and it finds its way into the seats. Counts full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ansel was drafted in the 10th round last year by the Baltimore Orioles. After 66 games at Southern Miss in 2023. Timeout called. Miller was the one who called it. Seminars was already into his motion. And time was called. Seminars steps off the rubber. Etzel was a star for Southern Miss in 2023. That was the team that made it all the way to Supers and hosted a Super Regional against the University of Tennessee. The 3-2 pitch, Etzel takes strike three. Slider on the inside corner at 78. And Etzel's retired for the first out. Brings up the lefty, Braden Taylor. One out, runner on second. One run already in for the Biscuits. Taylor hitting 194 this year. Two homers, 7 driven in, and a 280 OBP. Seminars fires. It's a called strike one, a sinker in the outside corner at 89. And Seminars gets ahead. Taylor, first round pick of the Rays back last year. Infielder out of TCU. The 0-1 pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Slider at 80 miles an hour, and the count evens 1-1. Taylor's really rocketed through this Rays system, drafted just last year, already in Double A. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and hits it through the right side and into right for a single. Scott charges on it. Keegan stops at third. Scott fires it home on one big hop. And now runners in the corners for the righty Tanner Murray. Taylor extends his on-base streak to 5 in a row. And the righty Murray now comes up with runners in the corners and one away. Murray steps out for a moment. 285 hitter this year, four homers and a team-high 56 driven in. Runners in the corners, one away, 1-0 Biscuits here in the first. Seminars fires. It's nubbed foul towards the Shuckers dugout into Casey Hunt's right hand. Standing on the top step. And the count's at no balls and a strike. No balls, one strike, one away. Seminaris checks over to first. Taylor's off to second. Martinez grabs it, throws to second. It's wide, and it's in a left. Keegan scores. Taylor stops at second. He went about three steps towards third, and the error brings in the second run of the day. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead. The runs have scored on a wild pitch and an error. And just one away. No one won the count to Murray. The 0-1 pitch misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Goes down as a stolen base for Taylor, his second of the year, and Keegan scores on an E3 on Ernesto Martinez Jr., his fourth error of the year. The 1-1 pitch, nubbed foul off Murray's back foot, and the count goes to 1-2. Seminars about to throw his 27th pitch of the day. Biscuits have attacked early off of him. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead. Taylor's at second. Seminars fires. It's rolled to short. Brown to his left. Grabs it on the run. Runs some more. Almost a second. Then fires to first. It's in time. Murray's retired. Brown ran in on it. Speared it. And then ran about five more steps towards second. To get out of Taylor's way was the runner off second. Now two outs, runner on second. Righty Drew Baker digs in. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead. Two out, one on, top of the second. The pitch, sliced foul, first base side into the seats. The count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch, sliced by Martinez's mitt, down the right field line. It rolls all the way to the warning track and off the wall. Taylor scores. Baker rounds second. The throw is cut off by Brown at short. And it's an RBI triple for the Biscuits. They take a 3-0 lead. It's Baker's 40th RBI of the year. And it's the first time the Shuckers have allowed a run off a hit. Since last week against Birmingham, and Nick Podkol's three-run homer on Thursday night was the last time an RBI hit was recorded by a Shuckers opponent. And now Chandler Simpson digs in at the top of the order. And that brings out Miller to talk to Seminars. Gives us Chance 10 seconds, station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
It's a 3-0 Biscuits lead. Two out, runner on third here in the top of the second. Shuckers bullpen starting to get warm, and it is James Meeker who is starting to warm for the Shuckers, just added to the roster earlier today. Lefty Seminars delivers to the lefty Simpson. First pitch is chopped up the middle. Murray to his right at second, grabs it, fingers to first, it's in time, and that ends the inning. In the inning, three runs off three hits, one error, and one runner left on base. 3-0 Biscuits after an inning and a half. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Connor Scott leads it off for the Shuckers as we move to the bottom of the second. It's a 3-0 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. And the righty Sean Hundley's back to work. Biscuits took a 3-0 lead off three runs in the top of the inning. Hundley comes home, and the first pitch misses away for ball one. Javik Blake alongside you. It is a gorgeous Tuesday night here in Biloxi. Partly cloudy, 85 degrees, wind out to right. 1-0 pitch. Scott fouls it back. Chess got under a sinker at 89. The count evens 1-1. Scott in the cleanup spot today for Biloxi. 218 hitter this year, four homers, 26 driven in, and a 282 OBP. The pitch misses up and away. Sinker at 89, and the count goes to 2-1. Hundley out of the windup, delivers. Roped on one hop, right to Isaac at first. Takes it himself to the bag, and despite a mammoth rope from Scott, it ends as the first out of the inning. Goes off his bat at 101 miles an hour. Brings up the righty Eric Brown Jr. Brown's hitting 187 this year, four homers, 37 driven in, a 269 OBP. It's a 3-0 Biscuits lead. Hundley fires. It's lifted out to left center. Morgan over to his left. It's down for a base hit, and he cuts it off in the alleyway. Brown rounds first. He reaches. Chance for the Shuckers to put the wheels in motion. Brown, 18 stolen bases this season. It brings up the powerful lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. It's a 3-0 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the second. Big-time opportunity for the Shuckers to get something back here. Brown's off first. Hundley out of the stretch. Delivers. Martinez taking all the way. Takes a slider off the inside corner for ball one. Martinez this year hitting .263, 9 homers, 45 driven in, and a .348 OBP. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and misses, waves through a sinker at 90 miles an hour. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Brown off the second pitch. Misses up and away. Keegan's throw to second on the money. The tag, though, is not in time. And Brown is his 19th stolen base of the year. That gets the Shackers a runner in scoring position for the first time today. 1-1. Check that. 2-1 the count. Martinez digs back in. Hundley comes set. Now delivers. Martinez swings and misses. Sinker top of the zone at 88. The count evens 2-2. Hundley's consistently worked up and away to Martinez. Now the 2-2 pitch. He swings and shoots it foul into the Biscuits dugout third base side. The count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Martinez drives it down the left field line. It spirals foul into the seats. The count stays at 2-2. That was a sinker again on the outside corner. That's the place right now where Hundley's dotting. Try and get Martinez to chase off that outside corner. 2-2 the count with one away. Hundley delivers. Martinez takes a curveball low at 76. And the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. 3-0 Biscuits in the bottom of the second. Now the pitch. Martinez drives it foul again. Out of play on the third base side. The count stays full. That foul ball was brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Hundley delivers. Martinez drives it. Deep right center. Baker and Simpson back on it. Towards the deepest part of the yard, and Baker hauls it in deep right center. Brown tags and heads to third. And that might be the farthest fly ball we'll see all series. And it's nothing more than the second half of the inning. Martinez hit that off the bat at 106 miles an hour, 368 feet, but that part of the yard's 405, and he just missed a homer. Now runner on third with two away for the righty Lamar Sparks. Hundley fires. Sparks pops it up. Behind first, and into foul territory. Isaac, the first baseman, under it, towards the bullpen. He makes the catch right next to the bullpen plates, and that ends the inning. Well, the Shackers have three batted balls in the inning, harder than 100 miles an hour, two harder than 105, but they're unable to score a run. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the third. Biscuits 3, Shackers nothing on the Shackers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com.
BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville, and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Biloxi. We head to the third inning. Shuckers down 3-0. And the first pitch from the lefty Adam Seminaris is a called strike one against the lefty Trey Morgan. Javik Blake back alongside you. We appreciate you joining us on a Tuesday night. 0-1 pitch. Here's a called strike on the outside corner. Curveball at 78. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Morgan grounded out on what amounted to a swinging bunt right out in front of home plate. The 0-2 pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Counted a ball and two strikes to the lefty Morgan. The pitch. He swings and rolls it right back to Seminaris. He flips it up to his bare hand, fires to first. It's in time. And a quick and easy out by Seminaris retires Morgan. By the way, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, it's 601-514-0776. Already a big-time hello to Craig Thomas tuning in from the Shuckers Clubhouse. The pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Craig, a terrific job as the Shuckers home clubhouse manager. It's a reason why all the pants are as wet as they are at the moment. Williams is in from the right side, 0 for 1 today. Seminaris delivers. Williams takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1. It's a 3-0 lead for the Biscuits. One out, nobody on in the top of the third inning. The 1-1 pitch. Williams takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Williams enters today as the number 6 top 100 prospect in baseball by MLB Pipeline. The 2-1 pitch. Williams chops it foul third base side, and the count evens 2-2. Williams doing all he's doing at just 21 years old, a 15-30 season, five homers away from a 2020 campaign. The 2-2 pitch, Williams takes low, and the count goes full. Back this year in Double-A, 15 homers and 30 or more stolen bases. One of just two guys in Double-A to do it. The other one, Gavin Cross, in the Texas League. 3-2 pitch, called strike three in the inside corner. That's a sinker at 90 miles an hour. Second strikeout of the day for Seminaris. Brings up the lefty, Xavier Isaac. Two out, nobody on. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead in the third. Check that, 3-0 lead for the Biscuits in the third. Opening game of a 6-game set. Seminaris delivers. It is ruled a ball. Sinker at 90 miles an hour, pulled just off the outside corner. The count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch misses away. Sinker at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 2-0. Isaac drew a walk back in the second inning. against Seminars. The 2-0 pitch. Called strike. Sinker at 89. Count goes to 2-1. Seminars, last time at home, went 4 2/3 innings. That was a season high alongside 7 strikeouts against the Mississippi Braves. The 2-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. That's been kind of the theme for Seminars this year. He's been solid at home, entering today 4.50 ERA in 30 innings, while on the road a 6.21 ERA in 29 innings. Seminars takes a breath. Now comes home. Isaac chops it foul first base side, and the count goes full. Seminars this year in his third year in Double-A, though it really is his first full season. Made it up for a cup of coffee in 2022 before going to Triple-A Salt Lake in the Angels organization. Last year, 12 starts before he was hurt. Spent a lot of time last year on the injured list. Now this year, really his first full season, coming in his fourth year of Pro Bowl. The 3-2 pitch. Isaac drives it deep but foul. Left field side out of play. And the count stays full. One of the curious things for Seminars, being his fourth year in Pro Bowl, kind of a wash last year on the season. Did make it up Triple-A for a start to end the year. 3-2 pitch. Misses up, and it's ball four. Isaac walks for the second time tonight. But Seminars has filled a number of different roles for the Shuckers. He's been everything from a long man out of the bullpen to a guy who's come in later in ball games, and he's also become a starter, especially since the beginning of August. Dominic Keegan digs in from the right side. One on, two away in the third. Seminars fires. Called strike on the outside corner. A sinker at 89. The 0-1 pitch. Misses off the inside corner. A sinker at 88. And the count evens 1-1. Seminars has been into the Shuckers rotation as they've lost a number of different starters over the last couple of weeks. 1-1 pitch. Chopped right side of the infield. Murray to his left. Grabs it on the run at second. Fires to first. We'll finish up that thought in the fourth. Seminars works around the walk. And a ground out. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 2.5. Biscuits 3. Shuckers nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Xavier Warren digs in for the Shuckers as we move to the bottom of the third inning. It is a 3-0 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers in the opening game of a six-game set. Warren digs in back of the left-handed box against Hundley. The pitch comes home. Roped foul, first base side, into the seats, off the seat, back into the field of play. Count goes 0-1. This thing keeps rolling. It's at the warning track. And right when Drew Baker picks it up, tosses it to a kid out on the beach area beyond the right field wall. Off his bat at 97, which has continued a theme tonight for the Shuckers. The 0-1 pitch. Warren takes away. And the count evens 1-1. The Shuckers tonight have had three batted balls at 100 miles an hour or harder. 1-1 pitch. Popped up towards short center. Simpson now moves back towards medium depth. He's under it, and he makes the catch. One away, and the righty Ethan Murray now digs in. One out, nobody on. It's a 3-0 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers in the third. Murray's hitting 175 this season, and the first pitch is popped up. First base side and out of play, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The big thing for Murray, though, is that entering today, he has hits in five of his last seven. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. He hit himself a real nice five-game hit streak entering the late stages of last week's series against the Barons. The 1-1 pitch. Murray takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. Hundley delivers. Murray takes a strike on the inside corner. Slider at 83, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Hundley delivers. Murray takes away. Sweeper off the outside corner at 76. And the count goes full. Murray's rocking the high blue socks in that right-handed box. Now he gets the pitch. Called strike three. Sinker at 89. And nestles right at the knees. First strikeout today for Hundley. And a two away for Adam Holm. That strikeout, the first of the night for Hundley. And you can kind of see why with what he's throwing tonight, why he only has 41 and 59 in a third innings this year. The pitch to the righty Holm. He's popped up towards right center. Simpson and Baker both charge. Simpson calls everybody off, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. And that's the reason right there. For Hundley, it is a lot of weak contact. And he induces it there. He's retired five straight. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fourth. Biscuits 3, Shuckers nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Oh,
top four in the Shuckers trailer by a 3-0 score. Opening game of a 6-game set between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Lefty Adam Seminaris is back to work. Seminaris, outside of a couple of miscues in the second, have been real good tonight. Runs have come home on a wild pitch, an E3 and an RBI triple. Faces the lefty Matthew Etzel to lead off the fourth. First pitch just misses away. That's been a tight zone on the outside corner to lefties. And the count goes to a ball and no strikes. It's been that way for both sides. Seminaris is trying to get that strike call with the sinker on the outside corner a few times. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count evens 1-1. Etzel is 0-1 tonight. Struck out on a slider back in the second. Now the 1-1 pitch. Etzel swings and misses. Changeup at 82. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Etzel digs back in. Very back of the left-handed box. Seminaris comes home. Etzel takes away. It's a slow slider at 79. And the count evens 2-2. Three runs on four hits tonight for the Biscuits. No runs, two hits, and an error for the Shuckers. Now the pitch. Etzel drives it towards center. Hauls back on it. Has plenty of room. Gets under it. And he makes the catch. It was a high sinker at 89. Etzel tried to jump all over it, but just got under it. Now one away for the lefty Braden Taylor, and it gives us a moment to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. 1-0 Blue Wahoos over the M-Braves through 5 in Pensacola. Top of the sixth, Barons lead Chattanooga 2-0. The pitch to the lefty Taylor is bunted foul back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Elsewhere, bottom three, the Tennessee Smokies looking to wrap up a playoff berth this week and a second-half title in the North. Lead Racket City 3-0 in the bottom of the third inning. The 0-1 pitch to Taylor. It is a called strike top of the zone. A sinker at 88. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Chopped foul first base side. And we'll do it again. Entering today, the magic number for the Smokies was 6 to clinch a playoff berth. The reigning Southern League champions. 6 is the elimination number. That's a combination of Trash Panda's losses and Smokies' wins. They play head-to-head this week. 0-2 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Trying to wrap it up with about 2.5 weeks left in the second half of the season. They enter today with a 13.5 game lead over Racket City. Meanwhile, everybody's within 4.5 games of each other in the South. The 1-2 pitch. Taylor drives it. Deep right center. Scott is back on it. Towards the warning track with Hawley reaches out and takes a hop over the wall. And it's a ground rule double. Taylor hit that thing a mile. I think of that at 99 miles an hour. And he's halfway to the cycle. The big thing there, Scott and Hall almost ran into each other. Dropped down off the warning track and over the wall into Skinner's splash zone. Now with one out and a runner in scoring position, it's the righty Tanner Murray that digs in. Jalen Battles, who's coaching first tonight for the Biscuits, hands off the gear for the Shuckers bat boy. He's going to run around behind the Shuckers dugout, around the tunnel, and to the Biscuits dugout on the other side. The pitch to Murray is driven foul. First base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. A 3-0 Biscuits lead in the fourth. Seminaris delivers. It's rolled up the middle right to Seminaris. He stares back the runner at second. fires to first. It's in time. Taylor dives back to second in plenty of time. And Murray's retired. Well, Seminarsson has done a terrific job fielding his position. That is the third different ground out back to him on the hill. And now two outs and a runner in scoring position for Drew Baker. It's a 3-0 lead for the Biscuits in the top of the fourth inning. Seminars fires. Baker takes strike one. It's a sinker at 89 in the outside corner. Baker has the only RBI hit today for the Biscuits. It was a triple down the right field line that scored Taylor back in the second inning. The 0-1 pitch. Baker drives it out to left center. Hall is over and drops in for a single. Taylor rounds third and comes home. Hall fires it into second, and it is a multi-hit day and a multi-RBI day for Baker. It's a 4-0 Biscuits lead. Live for the Shuckers, over the final three games of their series against the Barons, did not allow an RBI. Baker has two here in the opener. And it's a 4-0 Biscuits lead. One on, two away. The lefty Chandler Simpson digs in. Simpson one for two today with a single. Seminars fires. Simpson takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Simpson this year has put together one of the maybe most prolific seasons we've seen in a while in the Southern League. 0-1 pitch. Curveball misses low. And the count evens 1-1. Entering today, Simpson, 65 games with the Biscuits after 32 games where he had 364 in high A. 15 extra base hits, a 353 average, and 57 stolen bases. Check over to first. Baker's back in time. Usually, you have guys with a lot of speed, and they don't have a high slugging percentage or a very high OPS. But Simpson's got it. A year where the league OPS in the Southern League is below 700. His OPS entering today is 818. A 420 slugging percentage. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball. Called strike two. At the knees. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. It's been a year in the Southern League where it's on track for the lowest league batting average and the lowest league OPS since 2005. And Simpson's putting up numbers that would be good in any year in the Southern League. Check over to first. Baker's back in time. One ball, two strikes, two away. Seminars comes in. Now the pitch. Baker fakes a steal to second. Simpson checks his swing. Third base umpire Trey Chester, located behind the mound, says he doesn't go. And the count evens 2-2. But just to add to that point, the league average in the Southern League entering today is 232. The league OPS is 665. It's been a pitcher's league all year long, but Simpson at 818 OPS. The 2-2 pitch. He takes off the outside corner. Sinker at 88, and the count goes full. 665 OPS, the second lowest out of any league in minor league baseball. The only one that's lower is the Carolina League at 663. And that 232 average, the fourth lowest out of any league in minor league baseball. 3-2 the count. The pitch. Baker's off. It misses low, and it's ball four. Baker to second. Simpson reaches with a walk, and it brings up the lefty Trey Morgan. Biscuits, four runs on six hits with no errors. For the Shuckers, no runs, two hits, and an error. Simpson at first, Baker's at second. And in steps Trey Morgan, 0 for 2 tonight. Playing about 2 hours from where he played his college ball. Seminars fires. Morgan takes off the outside corner for ball one. Morgan is coming off being named the Southern League Player of the Week in his first week in the Southern League. You can imagine that. 8 for 16 last week. 3 extra base hits, including a homer, and 8 driven in. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and chops it foul first base side. And the count evens 1-1. Morgan grew up about an hour away in New Orleans, Louisiana. Went to Brother Martin High School, then went on to play at LSU. Teammates with Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens and everybody from that national championship winning squad in 2023. Seminars steps off. Count at 1-1. He has rocketed through this system. 37 games in A-ball, 53 games in high A, and he made both of them look easier than the SEC, which is incredible. The 1-1 pitch. Morgan tips it foul between Miller's legs and back to the screen. The count goes to 1-2. In his final year at LSU, 69 games played, .316 average, .920 OPS. In 53 games in high A this year, well, it was better than LSU. A .371 average and a .1006 OPS with 24 extra base hits and just 18 strikeouts. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner, and Seminars wins the battle. In the inning, one run, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're through 3.5. It is a 4-0 Biscuits lead. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
We enter the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers down 4-0 against the Montgomery Biscuits. Opening game of a six-game set. And the righty Sean Hunley's back to work against the lefty Darian Miller, who's 0-for-1 tonight. First pitch of the frame. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Miller floats a center back in the first. Shuckers have only managed two hits off of Hunley. The 1-0 pitch. It's a slider and a called strike at the knees. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers entering today had won 3 of their last 4. The 1-1 pitch is a called strike top of the zone. A sinker at 89. And the count goes to 1-2. It earned them a split in Birmingham. A couple of terrific pitching performances. And the Shuckers scratched out 15 runs in 4 games. Also drew a lot of walks, 23 of them over the 4-game span. 1-2 pitch. Drops a curveball in, but it misses low. And the count evens 2-2. Shuckers, the most patient team in the Southern League. They've walked 494 times this year. That's more than anybody else. 2-2 pitch. sliced foul, one hop off the sidewall, and it rolls all the way to the Biscuits pen. The count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, curveball, smacked to second. Taylor waits on it, grabs it on the back of the infield, fires to first, and Miller's retired. That's the first ground ball out the Shuckers have had since the start of the second. It's only the second of the day. Shuckers have gotten under a lot of high pitches from Hundley, including Brock Woken, who hit one about as far as you could in a right center back in the first inning, but it was hauled in by the speedy Chandler Simpson in center. 4-0 Biscuits. The pitch. Woken takes strike one. A cutter at 88. The 0-1 delivery. Woken swings and misses. Slider on the outside corner at 86. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hundley only has one strikeout today. It was a looking strikeout back in the third. 0-2 pitch. Slider smacked foul off the sidewall and again towards the Biscuits bullpen. Count of no balls and two strikes. Hundley's pitch count in terrific shape. Just threw his 42nd pitch of the night. Now comes home. Woken takes up, and the count goes to 1-2. Hundley kicks and delivers. Woken tips it foul back to the screen, in and out of Keegan's mitt. The count stays at 1-2. This is without a doubt the longest plate appearance by a Shuckers batter tonight. Going to a sixth pitch in this battle between Hundley and Woken. Hundley delivers. Woken takes off the inside corner. Sweeper at 76. The count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Woken drives it towards deep left center field. Morgan's back on it with Simpson. At the warning track, one hop over the top of the wall. And it is a deep ground rule double as Woken breaks out of his 0-for-16 skid. That was tanked off Woken's bat at 105 miles an hour. It was a slider from Hundley that ended up middle-middle, and Woken was all over it. It snaps an 0-for-16 stretch of the plate, snaps a five-game hitless streak, and the Shuckers have their first runner in scoring position since the second. That brings out the catcher, Dominic Keegan, to talk to Hundley. As Hundley gets set to face the dangerous Connor Scott. Scott's overall numbers, 218, four homers, 26 driven in, are very different than his numbers just with the Shuckers this year. Entering today, 259 with Biloxi, a 788 OPS. Remember, the league OPS this year is 665. So that number, over 100 points above the league average as he digs in from the left side against the righty Hundley. It's a 4-0 Biscuits lead. The pitch. He has a called strike on the outside corner. Scott's 0-for-1. Bounced out to first in the second. He hit one that two-hopped Isaac at first at 101 miles an hour. The 0-1 pitch. Scott takes away. And the count evens 1-1. Scott, 26 driven in this year. 21 of those 26 have come since he joined Biloxi. Signed as a free agent after being released by the Pirates organization in the late stages of June. 1-1 pitch, popped up. Third base side, foul territory. Murray ranges over towards the sidewall, and it's into the seats. Count goes to 1-2. Scott really made a name for himself. The Shuckers don't wear pinstripes, but you can almost say he earned his pinstripes in game one in a Shuckers uniform. It was all the way back on July 6th. The Shuckers were in a road series in Mississippi. He had a two-run homer in the eighth inning to help the Shuckers to a 2-0 win in a ballpark at Trustmark Park where you really got to hit it hard to get it out. Smoked one over the wall and right. It traveled 420 and got over the wall by about 5 feet. The 1-2 pitch. Scott drives it foul. Out of play in the third base side. The count stays at 1-2. Hundley fires. Scott takes strike three. Sinker on the inside corner, 88. He walks back to the dugout, not happy about it. Now two away for the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Up comes the right-handed hitting Eric Brown Jr. He singled to the left center back in the second. The Shuckers have a runner in scoring position in Wilkin. Down 4-0 with two away in the fourth. Hundley delivers. Jeffs misses away. Sinker at 88. The count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Brown drives it out towards left center. Morgan, the left fielder, back on it. Simpson over as well. Morgan calls him off, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Shuckers get a runner in scoring position with one away, but Hundley works out of it. 4-0 Biscuits after four on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722. Custom-built trailersms.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
We welcome you back to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Well, the Adam Seminaris is back at it. And he fires home to the righty Carson Williams for the Biscuits. First pitch is a slider at 77. It's a called strike one. We're back underway. It's a 4-0 Biscuits lead as we head to the fifth. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Biscuits have scored 4 runs on 6 hits. The Shuckers have scored no runs on 3 hits. They've also committed an error. The 1-1 pitch. Dribbled foul. Third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. Williams 0-2 tonight. 3 spot in this Biscuits order. Struck out, and he's grounded out to third. Seminaris peers in. Miller flashes the signs. Now the 1-2 pitch misses inside, and the count evens 2-2. Seminaris takes a moment off the mound, stretches that back leg a little bit. The 2-2 pitch. Looked foul, first base side and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Spirals in a curveball at 78. Seminars picks up its fourth strikeout of the day. The second time he struck out Williams. And it brings up the lefty Xavier Isaac. James Meeker continuing to warm down in the Shuckers bullpen. Seminars set to hit 80 pitches for the first time all season. Fires home the 80th. Tipped foul back to the screen. The count goes to no balls and a strike. By the way, we'd like to say a big hello to Creel listening in Uptown New Orleans tonight on the Text the Booth line. Also a big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida. Big hi to Kane in Section 100 tonight as well. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Cutter on the outside corner at 81. The count goes to 0-2. A big hello to Faith and Glenn in Section 103. And as always, a big hello to Joe in Sarasota. Always tuning in. No balls, two strikes, one away. It's a 4-0 Biscuits lead. Top of the fifth inning. Seminars delivers. Check swing. Third base umpire says he goes around. He gets him swinging on the changeup low. Back-to-back strikeouts from Seminars. He struck out five, and that's going to end his day. Fidel Pena out of the Shuckers dugout, and for the first time since late April, James Meeker set to enter the game for the Shuckers. Transferred down from AAA Nashville earlier today. He jogs in. It's a 4-0 lead for the Biscuits. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network.
Ah, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve-level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
James Meeker into a game for the Shuckers for the first time since late April. Delivers to Dominic Keegan, and the first pitch is blooped out to short right. Connor Scott in on it, and all it takes is one pitch for Meeker to get out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're halfway through in Biloxi. It's a 4-0 Biscuits lead on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com.
BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We enter the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers trail it 4-0. And the righty Sean Hundley faces the back half of the Shuckers order for the second time tonight. Hundley faces Ernesto Martinez Jr. to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. Hundley today has been terrific. Only two strikeouts, but he's held everything into the ballpark. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Last time up, Martinez, a deep fly out to deep right center. Off the bat at 106 miles an hour. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and rolls it to short. Williams charges, grabs it, slings it to first on the run. It's in plenty of time, and Martinez grounds out. Brings up the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks. Shuckers down 4-0. They've had a runner in scoring position in the second and the fourth. Wasn't able to bring him home either time. Hundley delivers. Sparks takes a strike at the top of the zone. A sinker at 89. And Hundley gets ahead of the count. Sparks popped out in foul territory to first back in the second. The 0-1 pitch, slider, numb foul back to the screen. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. For Hundley, he's looking to work five innings for the second straight start. The pitch, fouled back. And we'll do it again. Before his last start against Rocket City, where he went five shutout innings, gave up five hits but did not allow a run. He had not been past the four-inning mark at all this year. The pitch misses off the outside corner. A sweeper at 77, and the count goes to 1-2. Hundley stares in. Out of the windup, he comes home. Curveball, swing and a miss. Dots it at the very top of the zone, an 84-mile-an-hour slider. And now two away for the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren digs in from the left side against the righty Hundley. It is a 4-0 Biscuits lead in the last of the fifth. Two out, nobody on. Hundley comes home. Warren takes a strike on the outside corner. Sinker at 89. Warren's 0-1. Flat to center back in the third. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens to 1-1. Well, Warren, like many of the guys up and down the Shuckers roster, sporting some new facial hair today. Almost everybody on the team has gone with the mustaches for the stretch run. The 1-1 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Warren has gone with the mustache. Ethan Murray as well. And then Nick Merkel, that big red beard that he's known for, is gone. The 2-1 pitch. Lifted out to left center. Morgan rakes it back on it. It's by him, and he cuts it off in the alleyway. Warren rounds first. A strong throw in. Holds him to a single. And the Shuckers get a base runner on with two away. Speaking of Ethan Murray, he digs in from the right side. He's opted for a little bit more of the goatee. As he digs in from the right side. Warren said it was a collective thing from the team. When they were in Birmingham last week, something they wanted to do. The pitch Jump towards third. Murray charges. It stays fair. He picks it up. The throw's to second on a hop. It's not in time. And everybody's safe. Murray reaches. He now has a hit in six of his last eight games. Adam Hall now digs in. Warren's at second. Murray's at first. It's the third time in the last four innings the Shuckers have had a runner in scoring position. They're looking again on the board for the first time today. They trail it 4-0. Tying run stands on deck. Hundley fires. Hall takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Hall today is 1-for-2, singled in the first, flat to center in the third. The 0-1 pitch, fouled back on a slider, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Both runners dance. Hundley stares back at slider that is up towards the shoulder. And the count stays at no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, and two away. It's a 4-0 lead for the Biscuits here in the fifth. The righty Hundley comes set. Now the 0-2 pitch. Slider, swing and a miss, and that ends the inning. For the second straight start, Sean Hundley, five shutout innings. No runs, two hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the sixth. Biscuits, 4, Shuckers, nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. We welcome you back to Biloxi. Javik Blake alongside you as we move to the sixth inning. James Meeker out for what is going to be more than a one-pitch inning here in the sixth. He entered for Adam Seminaris in the fifth with two away. Probably got a fly out on one pitch. And he faces the lefty Matthew Etzel. Shuckers trail it 4-0. The lefty Meeker, the righty Meeker fires, and the first pitch misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Seminaris' final line, he goes 4 2/3 innings, gives up 4 runs on 6 hits, walks 3, strikes out 5. The 1-0 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Seminaris sets a season high with 83 pitches and gives way to a guy who a couple months ago was making his big league debut in the righty James Meeker. The 2-0 pitch. Etzel drives it out to right. Scott back on it, and he holds it in for the out. One away for the lefty, Braden Taylor. Meeker started out the season with the Shuckers and was nothing short of terrific. Meeker made 4 appearances, 6 1/3 innings, gave up 4 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 10 strikeouts.
now faces the lefty Braden Taylor. Meeker fires. Taylor swings and misses. Fastball tap with his own at 92. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Meeker split the rest of his time this season in AAA Nashville and one appearance in the big leagues with the Brewers. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Sinker on the outside corner at 92. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. With Nashville, 28 appearances, 37 and two-thirds innings, and a 3.82 ERA with 33 strikeouts. Taylor, meanwhile, 2-for-2 tonight, single and a double. The 0-2 pitch, called strike three at the knees, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And Taylor's down for the second out. Time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome you back to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. James Meeker faces Tanner Murray. 4-0 biscuits in the top of the sixth inning. Meeker fires. It's a called strike one. A cutter at 88. Meeker gets ahead in the count. Murray tonight is 0-for-2. Ground out to short. The ground out back to the mound last time up. The 0-1 pitch. Murray takes away. And the count evens at 1-1. Time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything in the late stages except one in the organization. The 1-1 pitch. Murray drives it out to deep left. Warren's back on it. Warning track. Wall reaches up and he makes the catch. And we'll go through that scoreboard update in the bottom of the inning. James Meeker comes back to double A and continues and starts right where he left off. A 1-2-3 inning in the top of the sixth. And we go to the bottom half. Biscuits lead it 4-0 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Federal Park in Biloxi. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers trail it 4-0. And the righty Sean Hundley into the sixth inning for the first time this year. Fires home. It's a slider that popped up to short right. Taylor, the second baseman, is out. Baker, the right fielder, in. Baker makes the catch. Taylor was standing what looked like right under it. And then all of a sudden, Baker was behind him about 10 feet and he hauled it in. Now one away for Brock Wilkins. Wilkin, 1-for-2 today with a deep ground rule double in the fourth inning. Off the bat at 105 to the deepest part of the yard in left center. The pitch from Hundley. Wilkin takes up and in. It's a sinker at 88, and the count goes to 1-0. Four runs, six hits, no errors for the Biscuits. No runs, five hits, and an error for the Shuckers. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin takes off the inside corner.
And the count goes to 2-0. The difference tonight has been hitting with runners in scoring position. Fitz gets 3-for-8. Shuckers 0-for-5. Hundley's 2-0 pitch. Wolkin takes a strike at the knees. Sinker at 87. The count goes to 2-1. The Shuckers have had a runner in scoring position in the second, fourth, and fifth innings. 2-1 pitch. Misses off the inside corner. The count goes to 3-1. John Hundley's worked around trouble time and time again. The 3-1 pitch. Wolkin pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes full. Foul ball brought to you by Pafford, by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor. 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 3-2 pitch. Wolkin hits it on two hops to second. Taylor gets it behind the bag, fires to first. In time, and Wilkins retired. Now two out with nobody on, and the lefty Connor Scott takes in. Tyler Wasner is getting warm in the Shuckers bullpen. It's a 4-0 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch to Scott is a called strike on the outside corner. Sinker at 88, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Scott today's 0-for-2. Ground out, a looking strikeout. The pitch, he takes up, and the count evens 1-1. Now, if you're just joining us, the Shuckers so far have been shut out on 5 hits. The Biscuits have scored 4 runs. 3 of them came home in the second. Wild pitch error and an RBI triple. The 1-1 pitch. Scott chops it first base side foul towards the bullpen. Out of Shane Smith's reach. Who's playing protector. Counts it a ball and 2 strikes. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. It's a 4-0 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the 6th inning. The 1-2 pitch. Scott pops it up. Slider on the inside corner. Williams is under it right next to the second base bag. He holds it in, and that ends the inning. It is a season high for Sean Hundley. 6 innings on the hill. And the Shuckers have gone scoreless through 6. 4-0 Biscuits after 6. We go to the 7th. Back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Wasner enters for the Shuckers as we go to the 7th. Wasner enters for the righty James Meeker, who in his first appearance back in Double A since late April
did exactly what he was doing in April. Goes a shutout appearance. An inning in the third, no runs, no hits, a strikeout in 10 pitches. And the righty Wasner faces the righty Drew Baker. Checkers trail it 4-0. Wasner delivers. Bunt shown, pulled back. And it's a heater at 95 for strike one. Wasner makes his 13th appearance of the year. 30 innings with an ERA of an even 6. 14 walks and 40 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. Baker takes low, and the count evens 1-1. 96 from Wasner. Some firepower. We haven't seen from him recently. This is quite impressive. 1-1 pitch. Misses up. Slider at 85, and the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Wasner, a guy with a lot of different pitches. Sinker, fastball, cutter, knuckle curve, and a changeup as well. The 2-1 pitch. Lunchone pulled back. Fastball top of the zone at 94, and the count goes to 3-1. Baker's 2-for-2 tonight. He has both RBIs for the Biscuits, an RBI triple in the second, RBI single in the fourth. The 3-1 pitch. Chop to third. Wilkin spears it towards second. Can't get it out of his mitt. He just couldn't grip it. He was checking his glove. Now he's checking the baseball. It got caught in the webbing. And that allows Baker to reach. One on. Nobody out. And the lefty Chandler Simpson digs in. What a weird, weird play from Wilkin. The pitch. Simpson shows bunt. Traps it down perfectly out in front of home plate. Miller grabs it. And there is no shot to get Simpson. He's the speediest guy in maybe all of professional baseball. And he speeds down the line for his second hit of the day. First two have reached against Wasner. And the lefty, Trey Morgan, digs in. 0-for-3 tonight. 2 ground outs and a strikeout. Checkers trail it 4-0 in the top of the seventh. Wasner fires. It pops foul off Morgan's bat. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch, both runners go. It misses inside, and everybody's safe. Baker tallies his 39th stolen base of the year. For Simpson, it's his 58th of the season. And that's just in double A. Count of 1-1. Chandler Simpson continues his quest to lead minor league baseball in stolen bases for the second straight year. Checkers bring the infield in. The pitch misses up. The count goes to 2-1. That is now 89 stolen bases this year for Simpson after he stole 94 last year in 115 games. He's on track to hit 90 before he plays 100 games in 2024. The 2-1 pitch. Morgan fouls it back. A slider at 86. The count evens 2-2. Wasner comes set. Now the pitch. Morgan tips it. And a Miller's mitt for strike three. Gets him on an 85-mile-an-hour changeup. And Morgan, after being red hot last week against the Trash Pandas, has run into some trouble here in game one of this series. He's 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. Brings up the righty Carson Williams. Baker's at third. Simpson's at second. It's already 4-0 Biscuits in the seventh inning. The pitch. Williams takes low. It's a slider at 85, and the count goes to 1-0. Williams today 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Monty.
The 2-0 pitch. Beveled straight back. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Reminder, fans, today's game coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. The official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today at 850 Howard Avenue in Biloxi or visit them online at groundzerobiloxi.com. Wiesner's 2-1 pitch is popped up, out of play. First base side. Takes a while to come down. Hits off on top of the roof. Count evens 2-2. One away. Runners at second and third. Now the 2-2 pitch. Misses low and away. Miller blocks it up into the left-handed batter's box. The count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Wiesner delivers. Hammer. Deep left, and this thing is into orbit over the lights and Wygon. 402 feet for Williams, and it is a 7-0 Biscuits lead. Williams comes home with his 16th homer of the year, and that might be the farthest. Off the bat at 108 miles an hour. It was a high slider, and Williams put that thing into orbit. Up to 53 driven in this year, and it's all Biscuits here in the opener. Lefty Xavier Isaac digs in. Wiesner delivers. Misses up and in. And the count goes to 1-0. In 2 years, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody clear the lights here at Queser Federal Park. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count evens 1-1. There have been a couple that have gotten out in a hurry below the lights, but have traveled a good ways. Above the lights is a whole different realm. The 1-1 pitch. Isaac swings and misses. Chases a changeup off the outside corner at 86. The count goes to 1-2. It's a 7-0 lead for the Biscuits here in the top of the seventh. Wiesner delivers. Isaac takes strike three. Slider at the knees at 84. And now two away for the righty Dominic Keegan. Harold Chirino starts to get warm in the Shuckers pen. Two out, nobody on. Ready, Dominic Keegan digs in. 1-for-3 today with a single. Now the pitch is a called strike one right on the outside corner. The pitch pops foul up in our direction off the top of the press box. Flex down. One hop into somebody's hands in the concourse. Count of no balls and two strikes with two away. That man's going home with a souvenir. The 0-2 pitch. Slider misses away. At 85, and the count goes to 1-2. The ball gets away for Chirino in the bullpen. Matthew Edsel picks it up. The on-deck circle for the Biscuits. Wiesner takes a breath. Now the 1-2 pitch. Keegan swings and misses. Sinker top of the zone at 94. Three reach, all three score, and Wiesner strikes out three in the inning. In the frame, three runs, three hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and it's time to stretch in Biloxi. It is a 7-0 Biscuits lead. We'll be back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
First pitch from the righty, Johnny Cuevas misses up and in to Eric Brown Jr., and that's how we start off the bottom of the seventh. Well, welcome you back. Shuckers down 7-0 against the Montgomery Biscuits. Opening game of a six-game set. Johnny Cuevas is in for the righty, Sean Hundley. Goes six shutout innings, gives up five hits, no walks, four strikeouts, and 79 pitches. Brown is hit. Martinez comes up from the left side. The righty Cuevas delivers. Martinez takes all the way and takes a strike at the knees at 93. Cuevas stands in at 6'3", 200 pounds, a native of Indio, California. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez swings and misses. Changeup at 84, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Cuevas makes his third appearance with the Biscuits. He's gone four shutout innings, no walks, and a strikeout. The 0-2 pitch. Dribbled foul off home plate and then off Martinez's chest. Count stays at 0-2. Cuevas went to high school in Palm Desert, California before attending the same junior college as Bryce Harper at the College of Southern Nevada. Both round pick in 2012. The pitch, fouled back. And the count stays at no balls and two strikes. Check that, a 12th round pick in 2021. If he was a 12th round pick in 2012, he was born in 2000. That might break a couple different records for the youngest draft pick in baseball history. He would have been 12. The 0-2 pitch, Martinez fouls it back. And he stays alive. Count stays at 0-2. Cuevas promoted 2 weeks ago to the Biscuits from High A Bowling Green, where he made 25 appearances. Brown takes his lead. Martinez calls time and steps out. Cuevas was almost daring him to call time. Now the 0-2 pitch. Lifted out to left. It's down for a base hit. Morgan runs over towards the line and makes the grab to cut it off. Quickly fires it in. That holds Brown at second. It's a single for Martinez. And now runners on first and second for the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks digs in, a right-handed bat against the righty Cuevas. 7-0, the Biscuits lead it. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Cuevas fires. Sparks pops it up. Out towards short right. Taylor, the second baseman, under it, and he makes the catch. Infield fly called for. One out, two on, and up comes the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Here's left out. Warren's 1-for-2 today. Gave up a single in the fifth to center. Extended his hit streak to three straight.
Cuevas delivers. Warren takes a strike at the knees. A fastball at 94. Cuevas jumps ahead of the count. Keegan calls time. I mean, Cuevas got the signs mixed up a little bit there. Keegan walks back behind home plate. Count of no balls and a strike. It's a 7-0 Biscuits lead. Checkers have runners on first and second with one away. We're in the last of the seventh. The righty Cuevas stares in. Now delivers. And misses low. Slider at 85. And the count evens 1-1. Checkers today 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. The 1-1 pitch. Warren rolls it through the right side and into right for a single. Brown rounds third. Baker picks it up and right. The throw home is high. The slide. The tag's not in time. Brown slides across home head first. The helmet pops off. It's an RBI single for Warren. And the Checkers now trail at 7-1. It's a big-time hustle play from Brown. The throw to Keegan was high, but if it was on target, it might not have beat him. And it might not have beaten Brown anyways. And it now brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Well, the Checkers have avoided the shutout. They trail at 7-1. Runners in first and second with one away. Cuevas comes set. Now the pitch. Murray takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. For Warren, that's his 46th RBI of the year. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider at 86. Off the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Checkers, one run on seven hits. Runners in first and second with one away. The pitch misses off the outside corner at 93, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Murray takes away, and the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one away. Top of the order due up next. Ready, Cuevas deals. Swing and a miss. Slider at 84, and the count goes full. Cuevas deals. Misses off the outside corner, and they're loaded up with one away for Adam Hall. Well, it may just be 7-1, but the Checkers can really make a game of this thing here with a couple of big-time hits. That brings out pitching coach Steve Merriman. In the bottom of the seventh inning. Home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield walks out to break up the meeting. Alrighty, Cuevas is run into trouble. It really started from the first pitch he threw. He hit Eric Brown Jr. on his first pitch of the day. And now Merriman jogs back to the dugout. It's a 7-1 Biscuits lead. Shuckers one swing away from making this a two-run ball game. One run already in. As Harold Chirino continues to get warm in the Shuckers pen for the eighth inning. Hall digs in, right-handed bat against the righty Cuevas with the bases loaded. Cuevas delivers. It misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers this year with the bases loaded, hitting .208 as a team. Balls 1-for-7 with 3 driven in. The 1-0 pitch. Hall misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Hall's 1-for-3 today. Singled up the middle back of the first. Cuevas fires. Hall checks his swing. It's a called strike. Slider at 86. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Hall takes off the outside corner. A good take. A sweeper at 84, and the count goes to 3-1. There's nowhere to put him. And we said this earlier, the Shuckers, the most patient team in the Southern League. 494 walks as a squad. That's more than anybody else. The 3-1 pitch. Called strike two. Fastball in the outside corner at 93. And now a full count. Ready, Cuevas comes in. Now the payoff pitch. Hall chops it, third base side. Murray charges. Cuevas gets it off the mound, fires wide, and into the Shuckers bullpen. Martinez scores. Warren scores. Murray stops it. Third, Hall's in a second, and it's a 7-3 ball game. It is a single and an error for Hall. And the Shuckers are right back into this thing. Cuevas got it, and the smart decision in that situation likely would have been just to hold it. But he fired first and uncorked a wild one. And the Shuckers all of a sudden have made this a ball game. Down 7-0. It's now 7-3. Cuevas is out of the game. New pitcher in when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network. All of a sudden, this thing's a ballgame.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Paul Gervais enters for Montgomery after Johnny Cuevas faces six batters. Five of them reach. The Shuckers have made this thing a ball game. It's a 7-3 game. Shuckers have runners at second and third with one away. Righty Gervais comes home to the lefty Miller. First pitch is a called strike one. Checkers enter the bottom half of the seventh down 7-0. Quickly scored three runs. As the righty Gervais comes set. Now delivers. Miller swings and misses. A hefty cut on a fastball at 95. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Gervais makes his 32nd appearance of the year. 38 two-thirds innings with a 3.96 ERA. 20 walks, 64 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 167 against him. Head in the count, no balls and two strikes against Miller. The pitch. Miller swings and misses. 95 with a lot of ride top of the zone. And now two away. Brock Wilkin digs in, and there's not really anybody else in this order you'd like up in this big of a moment. Paul Gervais and the Biscuits trying to avoid seeing a 7-0 lead almost erased in one inning. It's 7-3 now. Pitch to the righty Wilkin comes home. He takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkin, 1-for-3 today. He roped a deep double. And one hopped over the wall and left center back in the fourth. The 1-0 pitch. Slider called the strike top of the zone. And the count evens 1-1. Hall's at second. Murray's at third. It's a 7-3 game in the seventh. The 1-1 pitch. This is low, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Misses off the inside corner at 92. And the count goes to 3-1. Gervais delivers. Wilkin takes strike two on the inside corner. A fastball at 93. And the count's at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Checkers of runners in second and third, down 7-3. Gervais delivers. Wilkin swings and misses. Flails at a sweeper off the outside corner at 85. Gervais enters, strikes out two, and gets the Biscuits out of the jam. Checkers score three runs on three hits, one error, and strand two. Both teams score three in the seventh. It's 7-3 after seven. We go to the eighth on the Checkers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
the Shuckers go back to the bullpen as we go to the eighth. Tyler Wasner done after an inning of work. And Harold Chirino makes his first appearance at Keesler Federal Park since last season. Bases Matthew Etzel. First pitch. He has a called strike one, a sinker at 96 from the hard-throwing righty. Chirino's making his third start with the Shuckers this year. Wasner done after he gives up three runs on three hits in an inning of work. The 0-1 pitch, dribbled foul back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Three runs, no walks, three strikeouts. Gives up a homer, throws 25 pitches. Chirino stares in, rocking the red glove. The 0-2 pitch. Etzel swings and misses. Easy peasy right there for Chirino. Retires him at a 97-mile-an-hour heater. And now one away for the lefty, Braden Taylor. Chirino has allowed a run in three innings of work. No walks and three strikeouts. Taylor digs in from the left side. 1-2-for-3 today with a single and a double. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. 7 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Biscuits. 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Shuckers. The 1-0 pitch misses low at 98, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game's gone final. Blue Wahoos 1, M Braves nothing. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Patrick Monteverde, 7 shutout innings with 10 strikeouts. Elsewhere, top 8, Tennessee leads Rocket City 5-1. Top 10, Barons and Lookouts tied at 2. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 96, and the count goes to 3-1. So if the Shuckers can come back and win tonight, they'll have a 3.5 game lead for that final playoff spot. If not, it stays at 2.5, and Pensacola will be 3 back. 3-1 delivery is a called strike two. 97 at the knees. And the count goes full. Shuckers infield shifts towards first. Chirino comes home. Called strike three. A gorgeous slider at 83. Taylor's down looking for the second out. Harold Chirino very much looking like the Harold Chirino of 2023. And now two outs and nobody on for Tanner Murray. Chirino got off to a blazing start last year with the Shuckers. Tossed 14 scoreless innings with Biloxi before a season-ending injury. So far, back-to-back strikeouts. Brings up the righty Tanner Murray. The pitch. Murray takes inside, almost gets him on the elbow guard. And the count goes to 1-0. It's a 7-3 Biscuits lead in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch is a slider and a called strike one. The fastball-slider combo from Chirino is one of the really big things in his arsenal. A lot of movement with it. The 1-1 pitch. Murray drives it towards center. Hall is in a left center. Reaches up, and he makes the catch. Hall leaps into the alleyway and takes it out of the air for the final out.
Good job, Chirino!
It's a 1-2-3 inning for Chirino and his return to Biloxi. We're through 7.5. Biscuits 7, Shuckers 3. We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back.
Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Tanner Scott leads it out for the Shuckers as we move to the last of the eighth inning. The Shuckers, who once trailed at 7-0, now trail at 7-3. As the righty Paul Gervais is back to work. The righty Gervais delivers. Lefty Scott takes low. Slider at 84. The count goes to 1-0. Scott today, 0-for-3 with a strikeout, a pop-out, and a fly-out. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 94, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers got three runs last inning. Three runs came home on three hits. They were helped out by an error, hit batter, and a walk. Gervais delivers. Called strike at the knees. Fastball at 93, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Randy Gervais comes set. Now delivers. Scott rolls it on two hops in the center for a base hit. That was smoked. Simpson grabs it in center and fires it in. That was off Scott's bat at 102 miles an hour. And up comes the righty Eric Brown Jr., who started off the whole inning for the Shuckers last time out when he was hit by a pitch to start off the seventh. It's a 7-3 Biscuits lead in the eighth. Shuckers have done well against this Biscuits bullpen. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Brown's 1-for-2 today. He singled in the second, hit by a pitch last time up. Gervais fires, swing and a miss. Slider that brings him down to a knee. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Time's called. Brown steps out for a moment. The 0-2 pitch misses low, bounces into Keegan's mitt. Brown works it to a one ball, two strike count. Gervais comes set. Now delivers. Brown drives it towards center. Simpson in on it towards right center. Has plenty of room, and he makes the catch. Tires Brown for the first down. Brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez has hit a couple balls hard today. He's 1-for-3, singled last time up in the seventh. With the lefty up, the whole infield shifts over. Williams at short is basically standing right behind second. Murray is standing at the shortstop position. Gervais fires, misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Martinez's single extended his hit streak to five straight. The 1-0 pitch He takes a strike on the outside corner, a fastball at 93. And the count evens 1-1. He's back in the lineup today for the first time since last Wednesday in Birmingham. It's the final four games of that series. The 1-1 pitch. Martinez cranks one foul. Third base side and out of play. The count goes to 1-2. The big thing today for the Biscuits against Martinez has been trying to dot pitches on the outside corner. We saw Sean Hundley doing it in a big-time way. And Gervais is doing it right now, peppering the outside corner. As time is called, and Martinez steps out, almost forcing him to go the other way with it. If he does, it's a single. If not, it's a weak rollover to the right side. Taylor and Isaac make for an easy play for both of them. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez tips it into Keegan's mitt for strike three. Fastball in on the hands at 96. And now two away for Lamar Sparks. Well, Gervais went away, 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 and that opened him up to come inside and bust one into Martinez. Lamar Sparks digs in. 0 for 3 tonight. Shackers trail at 7-3 in the eighth with two outs and a runner on. The pitch. Hops foul, first base side and out of play. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Gervais deals. Sparks shoots it foul off the netting. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Slider misses off the outside corner. Sparks thought about it. Barely went with his swing and held up. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Gervais comes set. Now fires. Sparks pops it up. Out behind second. Taylor, the second baseman, calls everybody off in short center, and he makes the catch. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the ninth. Biscuits 7, Shekkers 3. Back after this, the Shekkers Radio.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shekkers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split.
Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float. That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
We head to the top of the ninth inning. Shekkers trail by a 7-3 score against the Montgomery Biscuits. Here's the righty Harold Chirino out for his second inning. This is the righty Drew Baker. Chirino comes home. Baker takes up and in, and it hits him right on the bicep. Up and in at 95. That's got to hurt. Right on the left bicep. Baker reaches base for the fourth time tonight. And up comes the top of the order. Gives us chance 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Top of the order due up for the Biscuits and the lefty Chandler Simpson. It is a 7-3 Biscuits lead in the top of the ninth inning. Chaffing Blake back alongside you. Drew Baker takes his lead off first. Now the pitch. Simpson takes up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Reminder fans, the homestand continues tomorrow. A 6:35 first pitch as the Shuckers will take on the Biscuits on Military Wednesday presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. The 1-0 pitch. It's a called strike and the count evens 1-1. It is also Bark in the Park and Kids Eat Free. All kids 12 and under will receive a Schooner special coupon, including a hot dog, chips, and a drink from guest services to redeem at Shipwreck Grill during the game. Check over to first. Baker's just back in time. It's also happy hour at the Corona Premier Tiki Bar from 5:15 to 6:35 tomorrow night with $4 16-ounce beers and $6 ready-to-drink cocktails. And it is a towel giveaway presented by Snapchat for the first 250 fans. 1-1 the count to Simpson. The pitch. He takes away and the count goes to 2-0. As always, you can get your tickets at the Shuckers box office here at Keesler Federal Park or get them online at BiloxiShuckers.com. 6:35 first pitch. Gates open at 5:30. The 2-1 pitch. Slider misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, nobody out. It is a 7-3 Biscuits lead in the ninth. Chirino delivers. Simpson rolls it to second. Brown has it at short, taps second, fires to first. Not in time. Simpson just beats it out. Brown threw as hard as he could to try and beat him. And it goes down as a fielder's choice. And up comes Trey Morgan.
Let's make a 0-for-5.
Simpson right now sitting on 89 stolen bases this year. One away from reaching 90 for the second straight season. The pitch to the lefty Morgan. Misses away. Sinker at 97, and the count goes to 1-0. Last year, 94 stolen bases in 115 games for Simpson. Entering today, 88 in 97. Check over to first, and Simpson's back in time. Simpson is well on his way to leading minor league baseball in steals for the second straight season. The 1-0 pitch. Misses up and away. Simpson faked to steal the second. Took one hard step and turned around. Count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-5 tonight with 2 strikeouts and 2 groundouts back to the mound. The 2-0 pitch. Hammered foul. Out of the ballpark on the third base side, and the count goes to 2-1. That was a thunderous swing from Morgan. He digs back in, very back of the left-handed box. The 2-1 pitch, Simpson's off to second. Curveball misses low, and Simpson slides in. And he reaches 90 stolen bases for the second straight season. And it's his 59th year in AA. Again, last year, 94 and 115. Today is his 98th game of the year. And he's hit 90. 3-1, the count to Morgan. Now Chirino steps off. 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 away. It's a 7-3 Biscuits lead. The pitch. Morgan takes strike 2. Sinker at 96. And the count goes forward, 3 balls and 2 strikes. The The 3-2 pitch. Morgan takes up and in. A sweeper at 81. Now runners at first and second for Carson Williams. And that brings out Darian Miller to talk to Chirino. And also brings in the entire infield outside of Brock Wilkin. Out in the bullpen, Austin Vernon is warming for the Biscuits. Checkers get Will Childers warming. One out, two on. The pitch misses up and into Williams, and the count goes to one and out. Williams, last time up, cleared the light tower in left with a homer. Three-run shot for his 16th of the year. The pitch misses low. Miller blocks it up. It squirts towards third. Nobody moves up. Everybody stays put. Count goes to 2-0. Morgan's at first. Simpson's at second. Already 90 stolen bases on the year. 59 here in Montgomery. Already a franchise record. The 2-0 pitch. Foul back. Tips off Miller's mitt. The count goes to 2-1. Chirino picks up his leg, spins around, and stares Simpson back to second. The 2-1 pitch. Williams drives it over Murray's glove at second and into center for a base hit. Simpson speeds around third. Hall throws home. It's up the third baseline and late. It's an RBI single for Williams. It is a multi-hit day. It's a 4-RBI day. And it's an 8-3 lead for Montgomery. Morgan stops at second. And up comes the lefty, Xavier Isaac. What a day for Williams. 54 RBIs now on the season. And up comes the lefty, Isaac. Chirino delivers. Isaac swings and misses. A powerful cut on a 96-mile-an-hour heater. The count goes to no balls and one strike. The 0-1 pitch misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. Chirino stares at second, now delivers. Isaac chops it, foul on a curveball, into the seats, wide under the first row. Somebody's got a glove, and he just makes the catch. Sitting down, too. How do you like that? His buddy's got a glove behind him, too. That was as calm and collected as you could possibly be. It is an 8-3 Biscuits lead, 2-1, one away. Chirino's ahead in the count, 1-2. Now the pitch. Isaac takes up and away, and the count evens 2-2. By the way, with Simpson reaching 90 stolen bases tonight, he is the first player in minor league baseball since Billy Hamilton in 2011 and 2012 to steal 90-plus in back-to-back years. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Dials up a fastball to 95, top of the zone. Isaac strikes out for the third time tonight. And now two away for Dominic Keegan. Keegan's 1-for-4 tonight, singled back in the second. It's an 8-3 Biscuits lead in the ninth. Chirino delivers. Dribbled up the third baseline, foul, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. 0-1 the count to the righty Keegan. The pitch. Hammer, deep right. Scott's back on it at the warning track. Looks up, and it leaves the yard. It's a three-run homer for Keegan, and it's 11-3 Biscuits. Keegan touches home. That was off the bat at 99 miles an hour. Goes 356 feet. And out comes Fidel Pena. That's going to end Chirino's day.
0-5,
D8. Keegan, it's his seventh homer of the year, up to 54 driven in. Will Childers comes in, and it is all Biscuits. 11-3. On the Shackers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. Custom Built Trailers. MS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
We welcome you back to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. We're in the ninth, and it is all Biscuits, a team that last week scored 18 runs in six games against Rocket City. Today they've scored 11 here in the opener. It is an 11-3 Biscuits lead, and the righty Will Childers delivers to the lefty Matthew Etzel. First pitch, roped foul, into the seats, first base side, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Harold Chirino, done after an inning and two-thirds. Gives up four runs on two hits, one of them a three-run homer, one walk and three strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch, Etzel takes a strike at the knees, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Childers just trying to finish out this inning. His 24th appearance of the year with a 2.89 ERA. 28 innings, 12 walks, and 34 strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch. Etzel swings and tips it into Miller's mitt. That ends the inning.
0-5, DH.
Slider gets him in the inning. Four runs, two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Way into the bottom of the ninth. It is an 11-3 Biscuits lead on the Shackers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
We head to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Shuckers are down big. Biscuits have put up 11 runs here in the series opener. They lead the Shuckers 11-3. And the righty Austin Vernon enters for the bottom of the ninth. Jay McBlake alongside you. Vernon trying to finish out game one of this series. These two teams will meet tomorrow night, 6:35 p.m. Central Time. Got some kiddos. It is Kids Eat Free Night. Everybody 12 and under. We'll get a voucher for a hot dog, chips, and a drink at the game tomorrow night. Tickets available at BiloxiShuckers.com and at the Shuckers box office. The righty Austin Vernon comes in. He's in for the righty Paul Gervais and faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren in from the left side. The pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Vernon makes his 41st appearance of the season. 3.97 ERA and 45 and a third innings. 25 walks and 59 strikeouts. The pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball at 94. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Gervais ends his day after an inning and two thirds. Gives up one hit, no runs, no walks, and three strikeouts. Vernon delivers. Warren drives it out to deep right. Baker's back on it. At the warning track, he rounds it off. And with about a step to spare before he touches the warning track, he makes the catch and retires Warren. One away, and it brings up the righty Ethan Murray. It's an 11-3 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the ninth. Vernon delivers. Slider is a called strike one. Vernon stands in 6'8", 265 pounds, rocking the long hair as well. And the long sleeves here on a late August night. The 0-1 pitch. Murray takes low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Slider. This is up and in at 87. And the count goes to two balls and a strike. Vernon, born and raised in Raleigh, North Carolina. Drafted in the 10th round in 2021 out of NC Central. The 2-1 pitch. Murray swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 88. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses up and in, and the count runs full. Battle with two guys who went to school in the Raleigh-Durham area. Ethan Murray went to school in Duke. Vernon at NC Central. The 3-2 pitch. Murray drives it out towards center. Simpson races back on it, spins around, keeps on running, reaches out, and it takes the hop off the wall. Murray sprints in a second. And it's a stand-up double for his second hit of the night. Murray has a multi-hit night. And now has hits in six of his last eight games. After he went hitless for about a week. After coming off the injured list. Real good to see from Murray. He smashed that one off the bat at 99 miles an hour. One hops the deepest part of the yard. And up comes the righty Hall. Pitch from Vernon. Popped up. Out to short left. Morgan went back on it. Now is to sprint in. Keeps on running. And he's under it. Makes the catch. Now two away for Darian Miller. Two out. A runner on second. It's 11-3 Biscuits in the ninth. Randy Vernon comes home to the lefty Miller. Misses away for ball one. Make sure to stick around postgame for the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Catch all your recap, stats, totals, and a look ahead to tomorrow in game two of this series. The 1-0 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Miller takes a slider on the outside corner for strike one. Miller's 0 for 4 tonight. Struck out last time up in the seventh. The 2-1 pitch. He swings and drives it out to short center. Simpson charges and it drops down in front of him for a base hit. Murray rounds third and comes home. Slides across the plate ahead of the throw. An RBI single for Miller, and it's an 11-4 Biscuits lead. Come on, up comes Brock Wolkin.
Now batting the third baseman, number 25, Brock Wolkin.
Shuckers down to their final out. Darian Miller's at first. Brock Wolkin digs in. It's an 11-4 Biscuits lead. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider at 88. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch. Wolkin swings and misses. Another slider low. And the Shuckers are down to their final strike. No balls, two strikes, and two away. The pitch. Wolkin takes away. It's a slider at 86, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch. Fouled back, and we'll do it again. Challenged him with a fastball high at 95. The 1-2 pitch. Wolkin swings and misses. Change up in on the hands at 83, and that ends it. One run, two hits, no errors, and a runner on base for the Shuckers in the ninth. They fall by an 11-4 final. They stay 2.5 games ahead of Mississippi for the final playoff spot in the South Division. Pensacola with a win earlier tonight. Creeps up. They're now three behind the Shuckers. Shuckers 18 to go in the regular season. Blue Wahoos and the M Braves both with 17 left to go. We'll take a break. Totals and more coming your way next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
as I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shucker season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shucker's box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
David Blake alongside you as you wrap things up from a series opener. Shuckers fall an 11-4 final against the Montgomery Biscuits. With the loss, the Shuckers fall to 58-60 on the season, 28-23 in the second half, while the Biscuits improved to 70-51 on the season, 30-22 in the second half. A lot of offense in this one. Biscuits, 11 runs, 11 hits, and one error. For the Shuckers, 4 runs, 11 hits, and an error as well. The difference, hitting with runners in scoring position. The Shuckers, 3-12. They strand 5 with runners in scoring position. Well, the Biscuits strand just 2 in scoring position. They go 6-13 in the situation and win it by an 11-4 final. Winning pitcher tonight for the Biscuits is Sean Hunley. Goes 6 shutout innings, gives up 5 hits, no walks, and strikes out 4. While the Shuckers, Adam Seminaris, gets the loss. He falls to 1-5. He gives up 4 runs on 6 hits in 4 2/3 innings with 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. Biscuits took an early lead in this one in the second inning. 3 runs came home 3 different ways. Xavier Isaac scored on a wild pitch. Dominic Keegan came home on an error. And Braden Taylor was driven in off an RBI triple from Drew Baker down the line in right. Well, the Biscuits then added on to their lead in the fourth. Drew Baker, an RBI single to left that scored Braden Taylor, who had reached earlier on a ground rule double over the wall in right center. In the seventh, the Biscuits then broke the game wide open. It was a 3-run homer from Carson Williams, his 16th of the year. It cleared the light tower in left, and the Biscuits would take a 7-0 lead. From there, though, both teams scored 4 runs. Shuckers got back into it with some runs in the bottom of the seventh. An RBI single from Xavier Warren, an error off a ground ball from Adam Hall scored 2, including Xavier Warren from second and Ernesto Martinez Jr. from third. Biscuits, though, exploded in the ninth. Carson Williams, an RBI single, and a 3-run homer over the wall in right from Dominic Keegan made it an 11-3 game. Shuckers got one back with a single and an RBI from Darian Miller in the bottom of the ninth, his 28th RBI of the season, as the Shuckers fall by an 11-4 final. 3 multi-performances tonight for the Shuckers: Adam Hall, Xavier Warren, and Ethan Murray. While for the Biscuits, Chandler Simpson, Carson Williams, Dominic Keegan, Braden Taylor, and Drew Baker all tally multiple hits, including a 3-hit night from Drew Baker. 11 runs, 11 hits, and an error for the Biscuits. For the Shuckers, 4 runs, 11 hits, and an error in a game that takes 2 hours and 46 minutes. Again, the Shuckers fall to 58-60 on the season, 28-23 in the second half, 25-30 in the home slate, while the Biscuits improved to 33-25 away from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, and they clinch a winning record with a 70 with their 70th win of the season. They're at 70-51, 30-22 in the second half. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap things up on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Your final score, Biscuits 11, Shuckers 4, on the Shuckers Radio Network. We're back after this.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. David Blake alongside you as we wrap things up from an 11-4 Shuckers loss in the series opener against the Montgomery Biscuits. Biscuits, 11 runs, 11 hits, and an error, while the Shuckers, 4 runs, 11 hits, and an error. Winning pitcher for the Biscuits is Sean Hunley. Hunley improves to 6-3 on the season after 6 shutout innings with 4 strikeouts. Adam Seminar is the loss. He falls to 1-5 on the year. Shuckers fall to 58-60 on the season, 28-23 in the second half. The Biscuits improve to 70-51 on the season, 30-22 in the second half. Time to take a look around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization with the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. For the Tennessee Smokies, the magic number to clinch a playoff spot is down to 4. They win by an 8-2 final over the Rocket City Trash Pandas thanks to 5 runs early and then 3 runs late to pad on the lead as they again win by an 8-2 final. They're at 35-17 in the second half, 75-45 overall. The Trash Pandas dropped to 53-66 on the season, 20-31 in the second half. It took extras, but the Barons take down the Lookouts by a 3-2 final. The Barons improved to 64-57 on the season, 24-29 in the second half, while the Lookouts fall to 39-81 on the season, 19-32 in the second half. The important one for the Shuckers in their playoff position finished 1-0 Blue Wahoos over the M Braves. The Blue Wahoos improved to 63-56 on the season, 25-26 in the second half. They are now 3 games behind the Shuckers in the second half standings, while the M Braves fall to 57-63 on the season, 26-26 in the second half. They remain 2.5 games behind the Shuckers in the second half standings. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization and that scoreboard update as well. The Brewers currently in action against the San Francisco Giants. Jackson Churio broke the scoreboard at American Family Field, and the Giants lead it 5-4 over the Brewers in the bottom of the 8th inning. Finals elsewhere, the Carolina Mudcats defeat the Lynchburg Hillcats by a 3-2 final in single A. In Hyatt, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers use 5 runs in the 3rd, 5 runs in the 4th to take down the Quad Cities River Bandits by a 10-4 final. And the Charlotte Knights take down the Nashville Sounds in AAA by a 16-7 final. Shuckers back at it tomorrow. Tate Keener, the lefty, 2-1 with a 3.98 ERA, gets the start against the righty Trevor Martin. He's 1-2 with a 6.37 earned run average. First pitch at 6:35. We'll be at you with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Your final score, Biscuits 11, Shuckers 4. We'll be back at you tomorrow. 6:15 pregame, 6:35 first pitch in game two of this six-game set. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.